I personally take the subway in New York. I love the subway because of the male and female voices that narrate the subway, that man and that woman. The woman who does the subway announcements and her way too loud husband. You know, the woman who's like, the next stop is Christopher Street. Stand clear of the closing doors, please. Why are you shouting? What are you, in the next room? I asked my friend who works for the city, I said, why is it a male voice and a female voice? And he told me, because it's been proven that people will take information from a female voice, but they will only take a warning from a male voice. Now that's its own American gender nightmare that we don't have time to get into. But I have to say, I trust that woman more. I like how she says the subway stops, because she always says them like they're a little secret. She's always like, the next stop is Chambers Street. Assaulting an MTA worker. I wasn't gonna do that. They warn you about that now. There's also signs in the back of taxi cabs that say, murdering a taxi driver will get you 25 years in prison. Oh, okay. I guess I won't do it. That doesn't happen in any other industry. It's not like at restaurants, they're like, your server Michael will be right over. Oh, by the way, killing a waiter in the state of New York is a class A felony. I'll get you some bread.
Space. Yes, we're talking the beyond. From the Racine Astronomical Society, Aaron Lawler is here, and Lee Widener is here, or Leanne Widener. Which do you prefer, Leanne? Is it Lee or Leanne? I want you to be happy.
Lee.
Just go with Lee. Okay. And we're here to talk about the Benstead Observatory, which is where they meet. And a couple of times a year, they open it up to the public where we can go in there and look through the telescope. We're going to talk about that in a moment. But first, I have a burning question. When I went to school, I was taught there were 9 planets. Now I'm hearing rumor there's only 8. So what's the story? Is there 8 or is there 9? Leanne, what do you say?
So basically, there's 8. But to be honest, a rose by any other name smells as sweet. So basically, it doesn't mean Pluto is not an awesome world that is worthy of study. It just means there's a bunch of other planets, not planets, dwarf planets, in its category. So in order to keep the 8 planets as significant bodies, they had to make a different classifier for all of the thousands of dwarf planets out in the solar system.
So they... I wasn't lied to. We just weren't smart enough back when I went to school to figure out that Pluto wasn't really one of the 9 planets, right?
Yeah, pretty much. That's it.
All right. Now, what got you both interested in astronomy? First, we'll start off with Aaron here.
Well, I was kind of born into it. My grandpa was one of the founders of the Racine Astronomical Society, so spent a lot of time out there as a child, and then grew up, found other interests, did a lot of other things, and then came back to it. Since the last eclipse is kind of when I came back into it, which I think was, that's kind of when I got more interested in it again.
Okay, so, and you guys have your meetings at the Benstead Observatory? Is that where you meet?
Yes.
Okay. Now, how often is the public allowed to look through that giant telescope?
Well, we have our open dates. I think we have about 8 of them this year. Let's see, 2, 4.
I didn't realize you had that many.
Yeah, we have 8 of them this year starting on April 26th.
Oh, really? So the public can get out there on April 26th and take a look?
Yep.
Now, of course, it's got to be a clear night. If it's raining and cloudy, it's off.
Right. Well, when I run the 16, I've actually, on a cloudy night, I think I pointed the 16-inch at one of the radio antennas that are out in the distance in the fields, because we are like the third highest point in Racine County, so you can see quite a good distance. I pointed at one of the light beacons that were on the radio antennas, and people were interested in looking at that. It developed a line. It was quite interesting.
So when I went out there, they had the organization had the smaller ones, like club members, had telescopes set up all over. So while you're waiting on, you know, before you get online, you can look at the smaller ones, which are still very powerful.
Yes.
And they have them aimed at a certain spot. They tell you not to bump it because if you bump it, they lose it. But we were pointed at the moon. And I got to tell you, when I went to the main observatory there, the big one, does that have a name other than the big one? Or is that what we call it?
They call it the Ronald E. Jones Memorial Telescope.
Okay, good. The big one.
Or we call it the 16.
The 16. Why, a 16-inch lens?
It's a 16-inch mirror.
Mirror, okay.
Yeah, so aperture is 16-inch.
I had never seen the moon so sharp and clear and in 3D. And I'm looking at this thing. Now, there's a big line of people, so you got to keep moving. You can't sit there and stare at it forever. But I had never, ever seen the moon like that in my life. It looked like you can actually put your hand into the crater. That's how clear it was. And Lee, could you look at stars? Can you look at, you know, planets? I mean, how close can you get with that telescope?
The answer is you can look at all of it through that telescope. At public nights, we do tend to focus on planets because they're easy to find. But certain public nights, we will look at deep sky objects, the Hercules cluster and some other things like that. And I love those because you thought the moon was 3D, but seeing star clusters 3D where it feels like you could just dive into the night sky and swim in those stars is amazing too.
You know, and the other thing is when you like there's a planet here. When I come in the morning, I could see it, and I know it's a planet because it's not twinkling, and that's the key. So it's over Lake Michigan. We're in Victory Avenue, so I'm looking east. And what planet would that be out there?
Probably be Venus.
Venus, goddess of love that you are. So that's Venus out there. We went out. I can't believe I'm saying that. We went out to see the Parade of Planets. I can't give you the date, but it was still several months ago. A friend of mine is very into this Starlink stuff where you can see the satellites come over your house and so forth. And they always have them listed when the satellites, the exact moment we go out there, and you could see them scooting across the sky, the satellites. And she said there's going to be something called the Parade of Planets, where you can see all the planets up there. It's difficult to see some of them because they're on the horizon just when the sun is setting, so you can't see them. But did you guys get to see the Parade of Planets when it was out there a few months ago?
I don't think I saw it that. I've seen a parade of planets. I think a few years ago I saw about four of them lined up with a crescent moon, which was really cool to see. I saw it over Lake Michigan, but I didn't see the recent parade of planets, no.
Now, when we did it, we lived in Racine, and there's a lot of light here, so we had to drive out into the country. Right past the observatory, by the way, we drove. It's about a half a mile past the observatory. We pulled into someone's driveway who we didn't know, and I knocked on the door to ask him if I can use their driveway because we had to face a certain way, and they weren't home. But I noticed there was a camera later on, so I talked to the camera. I said, "Thank you for letting us use your driveway."
It'll be on some weird Ring video on YouTube one day.
No, it'll be on the police one. We're on the lookout for this guy using our driveway. But we were able to see it so clear and sharp and in focus from their driveway where there was no lights around. And I love that when you go out there. Now, you guys are located in Yorkville.
Correct.
Now, how do you get there? Say if you had to give someone directions.
You know how to get onto Highway A?
Yep.
So you take A out to 63rd. So, and there's a sign there, but there's like one street light that kind of illuminates the sign. It's kind of hard to find if you've never been out there, but taking Highway A out to 63rd towards Yorkville will get you there.
Now, how can people find this with the dates on there?
They can go to our website, rasastro.org.
Okay, so let's say that slowly again. rasastro.org, Racine Astronomical Society, astro.org, RAS. astro.org.
That's correct.
I'm trying to remember all these letters. Okay.
And there's a map there, too. I mean, if you need to find that.
What's some of the coolest stuff you've seen through that telescope?
Well, I enjoy looking at nebulas. Mainly, I enjoy the hunt for them. So,
what do you mean when you see a nebula? What is that?
So it's kind of like a star incubator. Some of them are. I mean, there's galaxies out there too, which are kind of what we live in here, the Milky Way. But as far as nebulas are. Some of them are exploded stars. Some of them are star incubators. Like if you look at Orion's Nebula, that's a star incubator, and there's small stars inside of that big ball of gas.
And what do you see when you look through there? Do you just see light, or do you see, what do you see?
Well, our eyes can't, or the cones in our eyes cannot actually identify the color. So the only thing that our eyes are actually functioning when you're looking through the telescope at is something like that are the rods, which allow for light, because that light's been traveling, you know.
I know. Don't get me started on light years.
Yeah. an excessive amount of time. So we're seeing the light, and you're just essentially seeing the gas illumination. And it just kind of looks like someone took and smudged something on the lens. But the longer you look at it with the less amount of light, the more your eyes become accustomed to it, more of it starts to form. And it's unfortunate, you know, we can't really give that to the public because, like you said yourself, you know, it's kind of like you got a whole line behind you. You look through the telescope and you move on. The longer you actually stare at it, the more it becomes obvious that this is, you start to make shape of it. So, you know, becoming a member or being out at the observatory is kind of where it becomes a benefit because you start to find these things and be able to look at a telescope yourself.
How far can you see?
I mean, we can see into the past, so it's a time machine.
Wow. Now you're spooking me out here.
That's what you're doing.
I had a book when I was a little kid. My brother had it, and we're talking the early 1960s. I was a little kid. It was called Astronomy, and I used to look through that book of all the different pictures they had. Now, to show you how old that book was, we had never been into outer space yet. The first spacecraft had never lifted off. So they had in that book what they envisioned it to look like, not what it actually would look like when we landed on a different planet. And the spacesuits were something out of some grade Z science fiction pick. But I love that book. And I wish I can find another copy of it somewhere. It's called Astronomy. I love that. Stay with us here. Aaron Lawler is here and Lee Widener from the Racine Astronomical Society. More coming up here. WRJN, Hometown Radio, refreshed, a civic media station. We're talking outer space. We have Aaron Lawler here and Lee Widener from the Racine Astronomical Society. And I appreciate you guys coming in this morning and waking up early to talk to us about outer space. I always am amazed when I hear things like this Odysseus just landed on the moon. But it landed on the south pole of the moon, so you can't see it, right? There's no way through a telescope.
You won't be able to see any of the landing sites from a telescope.
Really? Even the ones from 69 and 70 and 71?
No, unless you have an orbiter around the moon.
Why is that? Why can't you see the flag that fell over? And
just like if you had a telescope on the moon, you wouldn't be able to see us.
Oh, I thought you could see that stuff.
That stuff's pretty far away.
But you don't have a lens that could bring it in. How about some of those other telescopes that are floating around in outer space? They could see that, right?
Possibly. I mean, but you have to be pretty close to see that. I mean, it's pretty small in comparison to what the moon is. I mean, so when you look at those craters, I mean, some of those dips into the craters and some of those caverns and canals, I suppose, some of those are bigger than the Grand Canyon.
Whoa!
Yeah.
They don't look that big when you look up at the sky. Well, this is fascinating stuff. What's the most fascinating thing you've discovered when you were looking through the telescope? I'll ask each one of you first, Aaron.
Well, I can't say that I've discovered anything.
I mean, not discovered, but viewed.
I would say I couldn't really tell you. There's so many things, but I just enjoy the hunt for these things. You know, you look at a chart, and And the whole process of finding it, to me, is the exciting part.
Now, let's leave this question. When you look at the planets, can you actually see the actual surface of the planet? Like, Venus is out there. It looks so close because I could see it every morning. Can you actually see the surface of Venus when you look at it?
Venus in particular, no, because it is cloudy. You can't see the atmosphere of Venus.
What about Mars?
Sometimes you can, it depends. Mars has weather. And sometimes dust storms will cloud the whole planet, like it did a few years ago. And sometimes you can resolve some of the features, but not to the detail of, like, being able to see great detail.
You know, how many members do you have in your organization, your club?
The society? About 50.
50 of them. Now, what I love is when we go out, when we went out to the public night, it happened to be a beautiful night. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. It was clear. Everybody brought out their own telescopes all over the property, which I think is really nice. And the best part is I saw these kids running around that probably were never given an opportunity to look through a telescope. When I was a kid, you used to get these little tiny telescopes you put on your windowsill. You look up in the sky. You really didn't see much more than you could see with a pair of binoculars.
Right.
But, I mean, just the thought that, hey, I'm going to look at that. Ooh, my neighbor's getting dressed over there. Ooh, look at that. Then you found a new reason to
use the ADHD kicked in at that point.
You found a reason to use that little telescope. But I was always fascinated by this stuff. I used to love seeing movies based on this, documentaries. Do you remember, and I asked somebody this question once, and they didn't know anything about this guy, the Star Hustler. Remember the Star Hustler on PBS?
I do not.
Oh, how do you not know this guy?
I was watching the drawing shows.
Lee, you ever hear of the Star Hustler?
I have not either.
You should Google this guy. What he did was, every night on PBS, late at night, this is when they used to sign off the air, PBS, public broadcasting, they used to have the Star Hustler on, and he was superimposed in the galaxy, and he used to tell you where to look in the sky that night for different constellations and different star activity. And he was very over the top when he spoke. He was like, you got to believe what you're going to see tonight. And he was called the Star Hustler. And we used to watch him at night. This is before you can record it. My brother and I used to watch him at night to see, oh, what's happening in the sky? Now, growing up in New York, you couldn't see anything anyway. So it didn't matter unless you went out upstate or into the country somewhere where there were no lights or no pollution. Then there was the guy. Who was the guy with the billions and billions of stars? What was his name?
Carl Sagan?
Carl Sagan. Yes, he was another
billions
guy.
Billions and billions.
Billions and billions of stars out there. Billions. Here's another thing I don't understand. You guys might understand this. There's no end out there. You can go forever and ever and ever.
Well, not that one that we found yet, I guess.
You never found the
well,
wall?
I don't
you never
think,
hit the wall?
I think that's what the James Webb telescope is supposed to do for us. At least find the center. That's the goal.
You know, humans, we're very linear. Everything's got to have a beginning and an end. And when you tell me there's no end, my smoke comes out of my ears because I can't wrap my head around that. But that's, you know, they tell you in the Bible, too, God has no beginning and no end. What do you mean there's no beginning? It had to start somewhere. And, you know, we start blinking and then steam comes out of our ears.
Well, we can say that. A beginning for us, and we can say a beginning for our solar system,
right?
4.6 million year, or billion years ago.
You can say that, but you can't, where's, you know, is there a black tarp out there where we're going to bump into one of these days when we keep going out? I mean, what is the end?
And maybe there's a parallel, and it just continues on in that.
And here's the question everybody's got on their mind. They always ask this question, is there another Earth out there with life on it?
Well, if you think about our galaxy, right? How many stars exist in our galaxy? You know, trillions of stars in our galaxy. And you think that there's trillions of galaxies? I think it'd be hard to say there's not. I think anything you can imagine, any living creature you can imagine, probably exists somewhere in the universe. That's the way I've always thought of it.
And the thing is, too, it could be just a molecule of life. It doesn't have to be, you know, somebody who looks like you and me.
Right.
In all the science fiction movies, they come down. They all speak perfect English, too. That really got me. Whether the space aliens come down. Or they can look like the aliens from the movie Aliens, you know. But, you know, is there life out there? We'll never know. Well, we will know someday. But we don't know now.
I've always thought if aliens came to Earth, they'd be like, whoa. I'm going to move on from this one.
I'm going back. These people are bad news. They might infect us. And there's so many episodes of Twilight Zones and movies where they come down and they decide, well, we don't want to be here.
Yeah. Well, it's a resource thing.
The famous one about the diner where there's a Martian in the diner and they don't know who it is. I mean, that kind of stuff spooks me.
Yeah.
I love this stuff. All right, quick review here. We have the Racine Astronomical Society. The Benstead Observatory is on Highway A, west of the Eye.
It is the Modine Benstead.
Modine Benstead Observatory, and it's west of the Eye. You can't miss it. And they have actual nights that the public can go down and use the telescope, because it's a private society, but they do. They're nice enough to open up to the public. And the next one coming up is April
26th.
And what day of the week is that?
I believe it's a Friday.
A Friday. And there's no guarantee you're going to have a clear sky, but hopefully you will.
And there'll be plenty of other dates after that.
Yeah, and you can go to rasastro.com, rasastro.com. And if you forget that, call me here and I'll remind you what it is. Or you can just look up. What's that?
The website is rasastro.org.
See, that's why you're not getting any visitors. Okay.
You said it right before. You said rasastro.org.
Yeah, I said .com, though, just now.
Oh, .com there.
Rasastro.org. Rasastro.org. Well, guys, thanks for coming in. I do appreciate it. This is fascinating stuff. And this is one of those wonders of the world that's located right here in Racine. I mean, we don't have too many of those wonders out there. And we're very lucky to have that. And thank you, guys. Yeah. I got to have you back in. You know what? When we get closer to the date, we'll have you back in.
Okay.
All right? We got to do that.
Sounds great.
Yeah, all right. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye now.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Hold on, Lee.
On our phones are so advanced, it's gotten to the point where when you see someone with a regular camera, just a camera, they look so out of place. You're like, is that guy part of a Civil War reenactment? The value of a photo has changed too. I get emails from my kids' schools. They're like, would you like to order your child's school portrait? I'm like, delete. The last thing any parent needs is more photos of their children. Schools should just offer, hey, we'll come over and delete half your photos. I'd pay for that. Because that's what we use our phones for photos, emails, directions, anything but talking. When my phone rings, I'm like, well, that's obviously not for me.
WRJN Radio. If you missed the broadcast, we're talking with the Racine Astronomical Society folks, Aaron Lawler, and also Leanne Widener. You can listen to the podcast at WRJN.com. Around 10 o'clock this morning, they'll post it. And you can hear it at WRJN.com. Just do the pull-down menu and go to shows, then to Don Rosen, and you'll see it there at about 10 o'clock this morning. Hear the podcast. 7:36 at WRJN, Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. And what do I have? Oh, we have tickets to give away again this morning. We have some more tickets to the State Fair to give away. That will be, we have the country show coming to the State Fair. Platinum country recording artist Riley Green coming to the State Fair main stage Wednesday, August 7th. And we also have tickets to give away to Now and Then at the Racine Theater Guild for this weekend. My tickets are for this weekend, too. We have season tickets, so we go to every show. Also want to remind you about the Royal Family Kids Camp. You can get four tickets to see the Bucks take on the Celtics at Five Serve Forum on April 9th, 6:30 p.m. The whole VIP treatment. You're going to sit section 116, row 2, seats 1 through 4. You got a parking pass, so you can park your car free. We put $10 on the Bucks app for you, so each person gets 10 bucks. You can spend it any way you want to. You'll be able to enter through the BMO VIP entrance, like one of the big celebs. And all money goes to the Royal Family Kids Camp in Lake Geneva. And what they do is foster kids get to use this camp once a year for a week. These are kids that were probably abused at home and taken away from home and put into foster care. And this lets them be kids again for a week. Run around, do everything they want to do. They learn, they do all the outdoor activities. It's a summer camp for kids that are in foster care. This lets kids be kids again. And we're going to talk more about this on Friday at 7 a.m. So I want you to be here for that. It's just a great deal. Now, how do you bid on these tickets? All right, you go to WRJN.com/bucks. WRJN.com/bucks. Put your name and email address in your bid. And at the end of the month, we're going to go through there and see who's got the highest bid. They get the tickets. Now, just to give you an idea, these tickets are worth $1,000 a piece. That's what they're worth. I mean, the way you're sitting, where you're sitting, and the Bucks-Celtics game. So what do you expect? So go to WRJN.com/bucks. Make your bid. And at the end of the month, we'll tell you if you get the four tickets. That should be good. And remember, all the money goes to Royal Family Kids Camp. And what a great idea. Get these foster kids out of that environment for just a little bit and let them be kids again. That's great. I love it. I love it. I'm glad we're involved in something like that, too. All right. Someone went on social media and asked, what are some social norms that are pretty weird when you think about it? All right, here we go. Paying tens of thousands of dollars to be buried in the ground. A lot of people mentioned the huge cost of ceremonial things like funerals and weddings and so forth, which weren't meant to be debt-inducing, but, I mean, you know, you got to go somewhere. How about balloons? Hey, here's a plastic sack on my breath. Happy birthday. I love that. All right. A neighborhood in New Jersey lost its ice cream truck after one person got annoyed by the music and called to complain. Then other neighbors complained about the complainer, so now the truck is back again. You know what annoys me? When I used to take the dog for a walk at the lakefront, there was an ice cream truck that parked there. And I used to spend an hour or two with the dog out there. And we used to hear the song, The Entertainer. The movie The Sting. Over and over and over. My question is, why did you pick that song? What's so special about that tune where we got to hear it over and over and over and over again? A poll found 47% of us now avoid a store if it doesn't have a drive-thru. The top reasons we prefer them, you get to stay in your car. It's faster. And we are a lazy bunch. People online talking about things that are getting too old to deal with. And you can probably relate to some of these no matter how old you are, like arguing with other people. I used to argue with everybody. I stopped that. I just don't have the time for it anymore. I just don't have the energy to argue with people. I'll be doing that 24 hours a day. Concerts without assigned seating. You know, when I first started going to Summerfest in Milwaukee, they didn't have the Marcus Amphitheater there. That didn't exist. And I remember the Beach Boys were playing on one of the stages. There was just bench seating. And they opened up the floodgates, and people were pushing and shoving to get up front. I mean, it was a big trampling thing. I mean, I was shocked at how people behaved when there was no assigned seating. Remember the movie theaters? There was no assigned seating? You just went out there and had to scope out a seat and quick get it? Now you go into a theater, especially like the Renaissance here in Racine, and you get an assigned seat. And if someone's sitting in it, you have the usher come on and toss them out. That's that simple. But yeah, movie theaters didn't have assigned seating until the last few years. You just picked a seat. Remember you were saving seats? We're saving seats. That never went over well. All right. Keeping up with new slang. I'm pretty bad at this, although the people I associate with don't use new slang for the most part. My daughter's pretty old now, so she doesn't have new slang. Keeping up with new music. And keeping up with the Kardashians. I didn't care about the Kardashians, but I worked at the station a couple of years back, not that far away, but it was all new music. Whatever was on the Hot 100 Billboard charts, we played. and some of it was rap music, and I was very unfamiliar with the music. After a while, I got to know it, but it still wasn't me. You know, I used to say, oh, a great tune there by whoever. I didn't know who they were. But, yeah, so now, you know, I'm out of that realm. How about waiting in line? You like waiting in line? I hate it. I have no patience for waiting in line. Even if there's one person in front of me at the supermarket with, like, three items, I have no patience because now they got to put their credit card in the machine, hand over their coupons. Oh, this coupon doesn't work. Oh, please try it again. No, this coupon is for two items. You only have one. Oh, hold on. I'll go run and get another one. And then you got just, I don't do well with that. Negativity and internet bickering. I don't read any internet bickering anymore. I don't put any site where there could be bickering, I don't partake in. I partake in a site where my very first radio station was. That site I do. And I do some movie sites, but I don't post a lot because people bicker. You give your opinion, and immediately they start in on you. Other people's drama. People in general. Yeah. I don't want to be involved in people's drama. I don't mind hearing it, but I don't want to get involved in it. So, okay. Couple in Rhode Island. We're at a seafood restaurant. They found a pearl in the clam that they were eating. That's pretty rare. They're much more common in oysters, but they hung on to it for 2 years, and the guy used it to propose to his girlfriend. She said yes. They went back to the same seafood place to celebrate, and now she's got a pearl that he found in a clam. Wonder how much that clam was. Good for them. I like that. That's a sweet story. Odd but true, every time you hit the space bar on your computer keyboard, an average of 600,000 people around the world are hitting that same space bar. Not your space bar, their space bar. Everybody hits the space bar at the same time. 600,000 people. Let me hit the space bar. All right. 600,000 people around the world just hit a space bar when I did. 57% of Americans have no idea that Memorial Day is when we honor fallen members of the armed forces who died in service. A third have no idea what the difference is between Memorial Day and Veterans Day, when we honor all veterans who are with us and not with us. That's a shame that people don't. They love the Memorial Day weekend, but they have no idea what it stands for. Every Memorial Day, my wife and I go out to the Union Grove Cemetery. They do a presentation there. The American Legion post does a gun salute. They take one veteran who passed away that year. It doesn't have to be, as long as you served in the military. If you passed away that year, whether you was killed in action or not, they honor that person with a gun salute and a speech. And it's very nice. The families are out there. They honored my father-in-law 1 year. I wanted him to do it, and they said, as long as nobody passes away that's a veteran that's buried in the cemetery that year, your father-in-law is next up. And they did it. It was very nice. He was a U.S. Marine, although you never use that in the past tense. He is a U.S. Marine, and he was honored, and it was really touching. They did the gun salute. They spoke about, him serving in the Marines, and that was very nice. I like that. When my dad passed away, he's buried in New York on Long Island, and he was a Navy flyer, and the Navy was out there, and his casket was covered in a U.S. flag, and two Navy seamen were there, and they did the whole thing with taps, the salute, the folding of the flag, and to the triangle, and I have a photograph of them handing it to my mother, and they say, the same line every time, honoring my father for serving in the Navy during World War II. And they say, on behalf of a grateful nation, the whole speech. And I have that flag now. It's in a triangle case. It's in my living room. But yeah, when you honor veterans and fallen veterans and the ones that are still here, if I see a person and they're wearing a veteran's hat, you always come up to them. Thank you for your service. I mean, I never put my life on the line like they did. So, I always honor veterans if I get a chance. All right. Let's get to some giveaways here. We have another pair of tickets to give away to country platinum recording artist Riley Green coming to the State Fair main stage Wednesday, August 7th. Get ready to kick up your boots and get let loose for an unforgettable night of music, solid vibes, and summer fun. joining Riley Green on the main stage August 7th, fellow country sensation Avery Anna. And you can get tickets at WIStateFair.com, WIStateFair.com, or you can call me right now. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. I'm told I'd say it too fast. 262-634-9756. That spells WRJN. Give a call. I'm going to open the phone lines now. All right. If you call in right now, you get a pair of tickets. As a matter of fact, I'll give two pair away. How's that? I'm a nice guy. 262-634-9756. Give a call right now. We'll give you that pair of tickets to go see Riley Green at the State Fair. It's hard to believe we're talking about August already. Wednesday, August 7th. It's probably going to be a hot August night. And you get to enjoy a nice country music show under the stars at the Wisconsin State Fair. 262-634-9756. Have tickets to give away to the Racine Theater Guild coming up in just a short few minutes from now. So we'll give those. We got a lot of stuff we're giving away lately. Giving away everything. It's 7:48 at WRJN, partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs near 57 today. Hard to believe showers and thunderstorms. Such a beautiful morning right now. I mean, that's really gorgeous out there. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows 39. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high near 44. Clear and 42 right now. Sun is out there. Beautiful. The L.A. Clippers will be in town to take on the Bucks tonight, 6:30 on WRJN Radio. You can tune in for that game. Here on this Monday morning. Hey, do you know a child who is coping with grief and the loss of a loved one? Hospice Alliance offers connections, planting seeds of hope, a support group for children and their trusted adults to meet others who are also experiencing grief. To learn more about finding healing and peace, or if you're seeking hospice care, call Hospice Alliance. Ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org, HospiceAlliance.org. One other thing, and we had people in today from the Racine Astronomical Society. Aaron Lawler and Lee Widener were here. And if you want to check out their website for the next next public viewing they have at the Modine Benstead Observatory in Yorkville, you go to RASAstro.org, RASAstro.org. They were very interesting stuff. We're going to have them back because we have to talk about when the public night is here. And I hope it's a clear night. You know, you want those nights to be clear and so you can see the planets, the stars, the moon. Man, there's so much you can see. That's a huge telescope out there, too. You may have seen it. The big dome. Yeah, the Modine Benstead Observatory out in Yorkville. You know, the average person thinks they could survive 16 days in the wilderness. I know I couldn't. Unless it was a Holiday Inn out there or something. Even though less than one in five say they could start a fire only if they had Flint. You know what really amazes me? I'm a big fan of the TV show Survivor. Now, you know you're going on Survivor. You know you're going to be on the show. You think you've learned some survival techniques like how to make a fire. I'm surprised at how many people don't have a clue when they get on that show how to start a fire. I mean, you got to boil water. You got to do all that stuff on the show. You'd think they would, but I would never go on that show. First of all, I couldn't deal with the personalities out there, and they couldn't deal with me. And second of all, the bug bites, couldn't deal with those. And eating the food they eat, I couldn't deal with that. Although I have a feeling when they stop filming, they go out to there's like a Club Med out there somewhere in Fiji where they go to. But yeah, if you're going to go out in the wilderness, you got to learn some techniques. I don't know any of them. All right, before you leave a coworker out of an office get-together, you might want to think about this. A court awarded a 51-year-old cashier, I think we talked about this already, over $90,000 in compensation after everyone at her job was invited to a happy hour except her. And because of the fallout, she quit. She only found out about the happy hour because the coworkers talked about it in front of her. She's mixed race and had complained about discrimination before. A judge says one of the reasons they didn't want her there was she was mixed race. You've been warned. $90,000 she had was awarded in compensation. Let's see what else I got here. Having a bad hair day? Blame your parents. A study found that your pattern of your hair growth is determined by multiple genes that are collectively passed down to you. In other words, your bad hair day was probably a total group effort of your parents and all your relatives. Apple started putting the letter I before their products like, you know, iPhone, iPad. When Steve Jobs introduced the iMac back in 1988, it stood for five things: internet, individual, instruct, inform, and inspire. Now we have everything with the I in front of it. Odd but true, a wanted man in Indiana arrested for illegally harvesting ginseng without his shirt on. Now, to be clear, the harvesting of ginseng is legal when you're wearing a shirt, but you can't do it without a shirt. These are odd laws, aren't they? Who came up with these things? All right, one more. There's a list of new dating trends. They include main character energy, where you focus on yourself, heat doming, dating someone specifically for their household amenities, basically just to mooch off their air conditioning, pool, Wi-Fi, or whatever they have. And eco-dumping is where you date someone who you feel is the same about the environment as you feel. I got news for you. I'm so glad I'm out of the dating pool. I would never, ever survive. All right. You know, the people we meet, paths we take, and decisions we make are at the center of the heartfelt romantic comedy Now and Then at the Racine Theater Guild. It's 1981, and just as Jamie is closing the bar, a desperate last-minute customer offers him and his girlfriend $2,000 to sit and have a drink with him. Who wouldn't take it? They swap stories about life and the future. The unbelievable truth about this man is slowly revealed. You can call the box office, 633-4218. That's 633-4218 to buy tickets. Or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets. Or you can win a pair right now to Now and Then. This is for this Friday, March 8th at 7:30 p.m. If you'd like to go see Now and Then at the Racine Theater Guild, I've got a pair of tickets waiting for you right now at 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756 to go see Now and Then. We got two great seats for you. Of course, every seat is a great seat at the Racine Theater Guild. So I have tickets for this weekend as well. We have season tickets, so I can't wait to see it. Let's go to the phone here real quick. And howdy, what's your first name?
David.
What is it, David?
Yes.
David, okay, hold on, David. We've got tickets for you to go see the Now and Then at the Racine Theater Guild this weekend, all right?
Thank you very much.
All right, hold on. Don't go anywhere. Hang in there, David. Don't leave us quite yet. All right. We'll be back tomorrow morning. We've got more tickets to give away to State Fair. We've got another pair of tickets to give away to Now and Then this week as well. So I want you to stay with us. We've got my good friend Randy Gordon is going to be here tomorrow. Randy Gordon has nothing whatever to do with the state of Wisconsin, Racine, or anything. He's just an old friend of mine, and what a Cinderella story he has to tell. He's an author. He was New York State Boxing Commissioner, the New York State Athletic Commissioner. He's an ESPN commentator on boxing. He has his own show on Sirius XM, and he's a published author. He knows all the greats in boxing, and we're going to talk about that tomorrow. And I started with him in radio at our first radio station. Boy, did he come up in life. What a Cinderella story. So we'll be talking to Randy Gordon, and that's it's going to be tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock here at WRJN Radio. I'm Don Rosen. Enjoy the rest of this beautiful day. I hope it doesn't rain, but if it does, the plants need some water too, so look at it like that. 7:58 WRJN. Earl Ingram coming up next.